This episode is brought to you by KPMG Risk Services. KPMG believes that when you've earned the trust of all your stakeholders, that's when your business has a solid platform to grow. That's the trusted imperative. KPMG Risk Services develop and put in place dynamic risk strategies designed to help your business earn that all-important trust. Go to read.kpmg.us/trust to learn more.
Hey, it's Randy Gage, and you're listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast.
Thought and character. The aphorism, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, not only embraces the whole of a man's being, but is so comprehensive as to reach out to every condition and circumstance of his life. A man is literally what he thinks, his character being the complete sum of all his thoughts. I think most of you probably recognize that, at least I hope you do, because of course that is the beginning of As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. And this week I want to talk about the becoming the thinker of the thought, because as a guy who, and you guys who follow my work know, I mean, I don't put myself out there as a all-knowing, omniscient being. All my work, whether it's the podcast, my blog, my books, it's just, hey, I'm sharing what's going on in my life. I'm going to tell you what I'm doing that's working and what I'm doing that isn't working, right? And I have really achieved a lot of great accomplishments, and the reason for that is when I really became the thinker of the thought. And that was transformational for me. Interesting story, by the way. I always say I wish this book, As a Man Thinketh, would sell for $50,000. Because if it did, I think people would read it with the reverence that it deserves. But it's a, you know, skinny little book. It sells for $5 or something. So I think people, because I was on a podcast last week, and he asked me, hey, what is the book you gave away the most in your life? And for me, it was As a Man Thinketh. I've probably given away 50 copies to people. And a lot of them, of course, never crack it open because they see a little booklet, $5 book, whatever. They don't realize the value that is there. Hey, by the way, I meant to tell you, sorry for the, this isn't in telephonic sensor round sound. And last week you probably noticed the same thing. I left my very sexy microphone in my bat bag in Florida, and I'm actually in San Diego recording this. So I'm doing it with my AirPods. Anyway, so here's the story. So I saw this building going up on South Beach. I was living on a little island just off of South Beach on the Venetian Causeway, and they were building these two new towers. It's going to be the best luxury condo in South Beach because the marina and perfect location right on the bay and everything. So I'm like, okay, when that building comes up, I'm going to get an apartment. So I don't realize, of course, they sell those apartments a year before they're even built, you know. Investors go in. So that's what happened. I had to buy my place from an investor who had bought it from the developer. So really sharp guy. And I got to know him a little after I bought the place from him because I would see him on South Beach, and he managed Boxers. He had a Porsche distributorship. He published a magazine. And he's like the largest real estate owner around the Miami airport. Lived in this spectacular home on the waterway. I was over at his house once, and I mean, it just was beautiful place. So he had really, really done well, right? So I was really impressed by this guy. So he had bought a number of apartments in the building. So it turns out he had bought the apartment next to the one he sold me, and then the apartment above that, or below that, whichever, I don't remember. And then he made a stairway, and so it was a two-level apartment. Well, I got to thinking, I will buy those other two units from him. And then what's the actor's name? Michael Caine. Michael Caine had the penthouse above me, and I thought, I'm going to have a nicer apartment than Michael Caine, you know, because I'll have my apartment, that one, and those two, I'll be three together. I mean, it'll be amazing. So, I call up this guy and have him come over to the, my place to talk about negotiate buying the other two apartments. Which ended up, I couldn't do the support wall for the building was exactly the wall between my unit and the next one. And it was just crazy. They said I couldn't even cut a doorway or the whole building would collapse, right? So I never got to buy those apartments. But meanwhile, the guy's at my house, he's sitting in the living room, and he notices I have a copy of As a Man Thinketh on the coffee table or side table, I don't remember. And he said, oh, As a Man Thinketh. He says, I have a copy of that book next to my bed. And I look at it the first thing every day when I wake up, and I look at it the last thing every night before I go to sleep. And let me tell you, when he left, I took that copy of As a Man Thinketh and I put it next to my bed. And that book has been next to my bed every day of my life since, for 10 years, however long ago that was. I have one here next to the bed in San Diego. I have another one next to the bed in Miami. I have a paperback version in my computer bag, so when I'm on trips, I have it at every hotel that I stay at. And I encourage you to do the same thing, because it's all about, your whole life is manifested by the thoughts you give precedence to. And you could give precedence to fear and negativity and disappointment and entitlement and victimhood, or you can give precedence to thoughts of prosperity, health, happiness, calmness, I mean, there's beauty. And it's all about becoming that thinker of the thought. Because understand, if you read my Why You're Dumb, Sick, and Broke and How to Get Smart, Healthy, and Rich, you know I talked about all the mind viruses we get. And you're being programmed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The internet, cable TV, social media, email, your friends, the government, organized religion. I mean, there's just non-stop programming of you. And most people are simply reacting to those stimuli. And they don't think about they don't question the premise. They don't think about what they think about. They just, Hannity says something on Fox and they react to it. They're watching SportsCenter and the anchor says something about Drew Brees and they react to it. They get on Facebook and somebody's doing the anti-Trump or the anti-Hillary and they react to it. And they don't even ever think about it. You know, in the Mad Genius book, one of the things I talk about is how I always schedule thinking time. Every week, I schedule at least 45 minutes just to think. And I sit in this chair that I'm in right now doing this podcast for you. This is my thinking chair. And I keep a notepad next to me and a pen, but I'm not reading a book, I'm not listening to a podcast, I'm literally just thinking. I'm just thinking about whatever I want to think about, and then I'm thinking about, oh, the next book I should write should be this, or hey, the next keynote I want to develop is this, or hey, I know I could do a better job with my relationship with so-and-so if I make some extra effort on that. And I'm just thinking, and I schedule time for that. And the other thing I do that's really helpful that I think you might want to consider is just, I like to review the day. When I lay in bed at night, I like to just take 10 minutes and just kind of go through the day. What happened? How did things go? Did I get closer to my dreams and accomplishments? Was I productive? Was I living in love and prosperity, not fear and anger? And then I just kind of recalibrate if I need to, that, hey, you know, I didn't really conduct myself today the way I demand of myself, and I got to do a better job tomorrow. And the other thing I do is I always look at my planner, and before I go to bed, what's on the calendar for tomorrow. So I'm kind of formulating what that day is going to look like before I wake up. So I'm just kind of thinking ahead, and I'm thinking about how things are going to go and how I want things to go. And I believe that's living with intention. And to live with intention, you can't just react to the stimuli. You've got to, when I say be the thinker of the thought, you have to be the, I don't want to say the supernatural entity, but that's really what I mean. You're a god, and you're living among gods. Get used to it. Accept that. Vibrate with that. You're a god, and you're living among gods. So you, because you're a god, you have to think about the thought before you have it. And when you have a thought that just pops in, you have to be able to say, well, that's interesting. Sammy suggested that we open that business together. My first thought was, oh, that'll never work. You know, business, 99% of the businesses fail. Where did that come from? Where did that happen? So you're having a fight with your lover. So your thinker of the thought is like, wow, why are we having these kind of issues? Is this the same kind of issues I had in my last relationship and the one before that and the one before that? What am I doing to, I always think I'm the innocent victim and, you know, my partner is the one who's always causing the problem, but, you know, am I really, what am I doing to contribute to that? That's the kind of introspection and self-awareness that really makes a difference in your life. So, do me a favor, schedule 45 minutes this week sometime and every week just for thinking. And your first thinking session, I want you to think about becoming the thinker of the thought. All right, guys, have an amazing day. Peace.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast. Do me a favor and practice the circulation law of prosperity and tell people about Prosperity TV. So if you would, just put something up on your Tumblr, your Twitter, your Facebook, your YouTube. Let people know what you think of the Power of Prosperity Podcast. Even take a screenshot of your phone and maybe post that picture so we can build the community here at the podcast. Thanks, guys.